followed by a sincere attempt to become what we could be. Therefore, our first practical move toward humility must consist of recognizing our deficiencies.
So that's telling me clearly the first thing I'm going to do, I'm just going to find out where my failings and what my deficiencies are. And as I incrementally begin that process, I must recognize that I'm looking for the ones that are most severe now. And as I begin that, the road ahead will begin to look easier because my most severe twists are always the ones that are reoccurring all the time. Wherever you've been injured the most is the one that's presenting itself most in your life all the time. It's repetitive. Mm. The severities obviously means that it's more active than anything else. That's where your greatest injury lies. That's where they start at the top and work their way down. So if no defect can be corrected unless we can clearly see what it is, then no defect can be removed unless I'm clearly in it. You see, it goes synonymously with step six and tells me also I can't be entirely ready to have any defect removed that I'm not in. And no defect can be corrected unless it's exposed. And so that's what it's trying to teach me here in step five. Exposure is the key.